Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, live, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to talk about why I sound the way I sound and a couple of other things later on. We're going to talk about where I've been. I guess I really need to talk about why that isn't like it should be. That's not even the way it should be. So let's blow that up and we'll get rid of that in just a second. I cannot begin to tell you how happy I am to be back amongst you. In any event, let's talk about what has been going on, and then we'll get into a couple of more recent things as to where the show went and everything that happened badly. It happened badly because I had no contingency in place. And now I'm going to have contingency in place here very shortly. But in any event, let's update that. See if that works. Okay, I think that might have taken this time. Rusty. Bryant Gumbel. Is there anybody out there that thinks that Bryant Gumbel or anybody in the sporting... You know, sports is supposed to be a play-by-play kind of thing. It's supposed to be one of those things where... You know, it's sport. It's entertainment. Bryant Gumbel has come out and he's saying that the NRA and members of the NRA are pigs. Now, for him, when he comes out and he says the NRA, see, one thing you got to think about one thing that you've got to understand about it, he uses the NRA as a euphemism for gun ownership or gun owners. So when he says he hates the NRA, he hates all of us. I'm not a member of the NRA, so I should be exempt, but I am. I'm not. I'm. But he says there's a few things that he hates more than the NRA, and who are those? Who are those people? Is it ISIS, communism, Nazism, murderers, child molesters, mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Actually, Gumbel prefers all of the above to you and me. Gumbel says, and I quote, "I think they don't care about human life. I think they're a curse upon the American landscape." So we've got that on the record. Okay. Yeah, we do, in fact, have that on the record. And that's good. That's good. We should be having it on the record for Bryant. But we also know what Bryant is. He's a hater, so he's relieved us of any obligation to respond with anything civil or enlightening, because he, just like the rest of the people, just like Bob Costas, He, like the Bob Costases of the world out there, they've revealed themselves to be a long line of ignorant bigots who are the true curse upon the American landscape. So what have we learned about progressives and opposite day? We can start with Keith Olbermann, now a regular again with ESPN, but late of MSNBC, who ushers fans through the worlds of sports with a deep and witty dive presented from a bold perspective. You would have to be bold, or maybe just clueless and obnoxious, to utter witless opinions like the NRA is trying to increase deaths by guns in this country and declaring the Second Amendment applies to the kinds of arms in use in 1791. When the Bill of Rights was passed, the musket, the wheel lock, the flint lock, the 13th century Chinese hand cannon, you know, stuff like that. And if you're anti-gun, you don't have to know what you're talking about. Even if you're anti-gun and you don't know what you're talking about and you're challenged by somebody, like me, you can come up and just make up your own facts as you go. Jason Whitlock, another sports commentator, black sports commentator, he said, I believe the NRA is the new KKK. The arming of so many black youths and loading up of our community with drugs and then just having an open shooting gallery is the work of people that obviously don't have our best interests. Well, there should be a video up. Yeah, there's video up. And then take sports writer Mike Lupica. Over and over again, please take him. It's not like the environment that these guys immerse themselves in does anything but encourage citizen disarmament. And it's like the stable of gladiators, everybody makes wads of cash over, is known for its ability to be trusted with a woman, let alone with a gun. Meanwhile, the average fan, sports fan, enjoys the bread and circus distractions from issues of responsible citizenship and that are necessary for a free society, willingly submitting to all kinds of gross infringements of personal liberties in order to be entertained by the achievements of others. That's not to say that all sports are to be shunned. Enjoy sports. Enjoy them. They're entertainment. That's what they are. That's all they are. I don't care how much they get paid. It's a distraction. Enjoy them. And enjoy them for what they are. But don't get out there and swallow the sporting purposes deception that some detached idiot will throw at you. Thomas Jefferson wrote to his nephew in 1785, I advise the gun. While this gives a moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be your constant companion of your walks. Or you can just let your tailgate down and chug some brews and paint your torso so you can stand naked in freezing weather. But you will get picked up on the giant freezing weather half-naked cam and delude yourself into thinking that you're cheering on your team. And in the meantime, the subterfuge will continue. And you'll have the Costas and the Whitlocks and the Olbermanns and, of course, now the Bryant Gumbels out there all deriding gun ownership. So, that's what you got to look forward to. And maybe during halftime, maybe you should just, like, I don't know, put on Beavis and Butthead or something. Something truly intellectual, huh? All right. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Bear with me. Bear with me. Things have changed. Some of you may know about it. Some of you may not. That's all right. But we're going to talk about it in the... next hour, some of this hour too, because it presents some problems that I am looking for answers to. What if you live in an area where you don't have ready access to a gun, or you don't even own a gun, can't own a gun, prohibited? What are some unconventional stuff? What's some unconventional stuff that you can employ in the event that you are attacked? Well, this is coming. This is not my list. Okay? And that's one thing you need to understand right now. Since the 12th of this month, I have had no lists. I had to go looking for this list. This is coming from the Shooter's Bible Guide to Home Defense by Roger Eckstein, who used to live in New York City. And he was interviewed for The Blaze, the 2015 SHOT Show, which I completely missed. Now, realistically, you can never be 100% prepared to face off with a criminal at all SHOT times. That is an unrealistic expectation. The very best you can hope for is to be completely reactive and ready to go. But if you happen to live in a state or a city that isn't gun-friendly, or just want to be prepared in the event that you can't get to your gun in time, there are a number of unconventional self-defense weapons. And these are all, you know, defense is all going to be based upon, it's going to only be limited by, let me put it that way, your imagination. So, first and foremost, there's your keys. Now, keys are not like they used to be. Now they have magnetic keys for certain cars and everything else. But, I mean, if you have some good old-fashioned keys and you're walking from, say, parking garage to car, or you have to walk through a dark parking lot to through a parking garage to car, or to your house or, you know, or anywhere, you can have your keys in hand, because you need to have them in hand anyway, because you're going to be letting yourself in and locking things up. But you can have them in such a way to where they serve a multifunction. You can have them with the keys coming out, the key end of it, the end of the key that isn't the keyed part, inside your palm, make a fist around it, and get ready to go to town. Because I don't care how big your attacker is. I don't care how strong he is. His eyes are just as soft as mine. Now, the reason I made sure you understood that I did not compile this list is because of the next item. And the next item are canned goods. Canned goods are sealed under pressure. And they weigh X amount of pounds. They're all going to weigh X amount of pounds. And I guess if you were to put one in each hand and start wailing on somebody with canned goods, that might sting a little bit. Pinto beans, that's the salvation. Ant spray. Now, really, as I'm looking at this list, it sort of seems like this is all good if you just came back from the grocery store. Unless you're going to carry two cans of pinto beans in your bag at all times, ladies. Ant spray. Ant spray has a very disruptive property to it. It can serve as a makeshift mace. And possibly help temporarily incapacitate an intruder or attacker. You can leave a can by the front or rear door. So some of these things you don't want to just carry with you. I mean, truly. An LED flashlight. A flashlight, like your pistol, one function that most people never talk about with your flashlight is striking with it, punching with it, slashing with it. My handgun is a punching instrument also. In addition to a shooting instrument, it is a punching instrument. So you can check that out. And the LED flashlight, it can be used for blinding somebody. It can be used to strike with the end. Oh, that will hurt a lot. That will hurt a bunch. Your basic ballpoint pen. Now, if you need corroboration on this, you need to go watch Gross Point Blank. But a pen has a great many uses, and of them, you know, pop the cap off of it, and you have a stabbing instrument. One of any attacker's most vulnerable areas is the neck. And if you were to take a pin and, you know, stick it up underneath the jawbone, or if you actually hit the carotid artery, I would imagine your attacker is going to have a few things come out of him. Not the least of which is going to be a bunch of blood. But that was my unconventional list. Now, I've been holding back on this because I wanted to give time for some people to get in place and everything. But first things first, for all of you that were out there that knew what was going on, that tried to communicate with me through Facebook, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I think one of the ninjas, Ron Lyles, put it best. He said, look at everything you've got coming across Facebook right now. You are a very rich man. And Ron Lyles, I have to agree with you. I am indeed. But long and short of it, if you, and probably not going to listen to today's show because I've listened to the show from the 12th many times, and I could tell something bad was already happening on the 12th just by listening to the opening of the show. But on the 12th, I had a massive heart attack on the 12th. Although it appears I may have been having heart attacks for quite some time up to that point. I just was being, I don't know, in an advanced state of denial, perhaps. I don't know. But on the evening of the 12th, everything went completely sideways. And I ended up in the hospital. I only got out of the hospital Wednesday of last week. And I couldn't talk at all. I can barely talk now. But for everybody that reached out to me and for everybody that emailed me and everything else, thank you very much. I appreciate your concern. It exposed one glaring chink in my organization, and that is I had no way to let anybody know what was going on. All I could do was call the board ops at Genesis and say, hey, I'm not going to be there tomorrow morning. Better load a rebroadcast. And they have, and Genesis has supported me, blindly supported me through this. So I greatly appreciate that. But we'll talk a little bit more about it because there's some things that bother me about what happened to me, besides the fact that I had a heart attack. In any event, on a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm gonna beg your consideration as you listen to me over the next few days. Hopefully the Friday show will be much better than the Monday show, because I'm really already wore out. But in any event, and there's a few reasons behind that. Like I said in the last segment, I had a heart attack on the 12th. I was born with something called a lower branch bundle blockage. And these are not uncommon. But most of the time, if you have a buildup of plaque in your heart due to this particular sort of blockage, they can fix that with a stent. And I'd had an event 12 years ago. It was rather mild. It was different because it was a myocardial infarction instead of the angina that I enjoyed this past 2 weeks ago. So when I started having the angina, it was completely, the feeling is completely different. But when they went in the first time, they just didn't put a stent in there. And I will be sitting around for a long time second guessing that decision, let me tell you. One of the things about the heart that was explained to me by one of my, and we're going to talk about in the next hour, we're going to talk about the techs at Greenville Memorial Hospital, the ICU techs and everybody there, because there's a few people out there, no individual one, of course the doctors that put everything back together, but the techs, they were my day-to-day, and the ICU techs that were there, first of all, they all looked like kids to me. Because to me, they were all kids, but that's all beside the point. Anyway, with the lower branch bundle blockage, that's what I went in for on the 12th. And like I said, normally they put a stent in that. A stent is something that looks a little bit like this the spring that you would pull out of an ink pen with a, you know, spring-loaded cap on it. I had, but I didn't have that kind of a blockage this time. No, I had a blockage they refer to as the Widowmaker. Now, in this particular case, it did not turn out to be a Widowmaker, which makes me sort of wonder how many people have died due to the Widowmaker. Because the Widowmaker is a shutdown, basically, of one of the, I believe, the aorta and the LAD. I don't have the picture in front of me. I've got a nice diagram drawing that I put up on Facebook of my new heart. Because I got a... It's not brand new. It's been remodeled. It's not brand new. It's been remodeled. But now I get to walk around with the distinction that most of you hopefully never have to realize, because there's nothing great about being in this club. But for the kind of surgery I had, they stop your heart. So for the first time in 53 years and however many months, my heart took a break. And just to be sure everybody understands, I had a double bypass. I did not have a quadruple bypass. I've seen some people saying that I had a quadruple bypass. I just had the one that the blockage I had was the one that they call the Widowmaker. Now, the whole of the next hour, I'm going to take you through what it's like to be involved in an exercise like that one. Because of what the Widowmaker is. Now, the Widowmaker in and of itself is a blockage that occurs in two points where one ventricle may seal two of them off, or whatever you want to call it, but it's going to be somewhere near your aorta and your LAD. And that's what they call the blockage, but the actual Widowmaker here, in this particular case, was me. I was the Widowmaker. Because I smoked, and because I got used to the convenience of microwave food from time to time, or carry out food from time to time, and because I didn't work out as often, or at all in some cases. And the actual Widowmaker in this particular case was my lifestyle. And the shocking thing about it is that this is a growth industry. When I was in ICU, I had all kinds of bunk mates, all kinds of roommates, all there for the same thing, and primarily males, aged between, I think, 42 and 66. All of us, me and you, all of us dudes, for the most part, are, for some reason, we're at risk. It's not about race. It's not about anything else. It's just something about us being, I guess, idiots. Maybe. I don't know. But, to be sure, that was one of the most disheartening things I've ever heard of in my life. Because they tried to explain that, well, they did actually a very good job of explaining to me everything that I'm facing. And I'm not really facing that much, considering what I went through. I went through a lot, and I got nothing in front of me. Nothing bad. Actually, pretty good. Not bad. Not bad for everything that I went through. But we'll talk about that as well. But any of you out there, that if you're a smoker, if you're not eating right, if you're not trying to get some exercise, this is the thing that bugged me the most. I get on the radio every day, and I talk about if the stuff hits a fan, I'll be out there. Me and the veterans will be out there and all this other stuff. And I almost got cashed out by a carton of Pall Mall cigarettes and a Big Mac. By my lifestyle, I almost got done by that. And, I mean, everything that led up to it, there's plenty of warning signs that led up to it, and I denied them in my own mind's eye. I don't mind telling you that. Because when you walk into a hospital and you go, I'm having chest pain, you just gave up your life. They're going to take control of everything you do, every move you make. if you say chest pain, you better mean chest pain, because you just lost a whole lot of autonomy when that happens. And in the end, I was running, literally running into the emergency room because it was just killing me. I had wave upon wave of chest pain hitting me, bam, bam, bam. I knew I was in deep trouble. I tried to run away from it at first, but I knew I was in deep trouble. And we jumped in the car. My wife drove me to the hospital. And that began a nice, let's see, that was on the 12th, and I got out on the... I was in about 9 days. I've never been in the hospital more than a day and a half in my life. That was my first operation ever where I was put under any sort of general anesthesia, too. Heart cath, they don't put you under general anesthesia. They give you something to take the edge off, which for me knocks me out. But it doesn't, it knocks me out for like an hour. And what they hit me with on the 15th, that went on for a little bit longer than an hour. Because there were some other things. And that's the thing. That's the whole reason I'm going to talk about this. Because when you get into this, when you start playing 52 pickup this way, you are you're throwing it all up in the air. You're throwing it all up in the air. And if how are we as patriots supposed to prepare for anything that might happen? We might just vapor lock on any given day. So, in any event, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the Sweetheart Deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. For the moment, we're going to talk a little more in depth about what happened with me, because this, I converse with some of the people that listen to the show, and most of the people that listen to the show that I converse with are my demographic. And some of them may have already come up with certain conclusions, and they may have already done something proactive. But I also want to give credit where credit is due. There was a very dedicated group of young people at the hospital where I was at that were just consummate pros. They had me, I don't think there was one square inch of my body that did not have something going into it, including my skull. And they managed it quite well, as well as it could have possibly been managed. And I just want to thank them. I'm going to fix this to where they hear this and everything. I've got a few names of a few people. I certainly don't have everybody's name, but in those 9 days, I saw consummate professionalism. But getting back to some of the news. In August of 2014, the Independent Government Advisory Group in the UK, known as JTAC, the Joint Terrorism Analysis Center, raised the threat level for the entire UK, including Northern Ireland, to severe. One step down from the maximum critical level, and it has remained at that level some 5 months on. In the words of the Conservative Home Secretary 2 days ago, attacks in the UK are very likely. The threat of marauding gunmen in a city, so vividly illustrated at the offices of Charlie Hebdo and the kosher supermarket, have been clearly apparent to Western nations since the horrific Mumbai attacks of 2008. MI5 confirmed that the Syrian arm of the resurgent Al-Qaeda is planning similar attacks against the UK, possibly by British jihadists who have already returned from fighting in Syria or Iraq. They include plans to blow up a passenger jet, employ Mumbai-style shootings in crowded places, or even hit-and-run attacks using vehicles. That was an attack style employed in France in Christmas of 2014. And Andrew Parker, Director General of the Security Service MI5, said the number of random crude and potentially deadly plots from the lone wolf extremists is increasing. And in a very stark warning, he said, although we and our partners try our utmost, we know we cannot hope to stop everything. And that's where you find yourselves now in the UK, and in most of Europe, for that matter. They know that the Islamists want to go out on a nice little stroll and grab people off the street and lop their heads off, or set them on fire, or shoot them, or kill them, something. They know this. And in the meantime, knowingly, blindingly, because we don't want to be like America now, do we? We don't want to be like the Wild West. It's horrific over there. But the fact of the matter is that every citizen in Europe and the UK faces risk, the imminent risk of an Islamic attack merely while going about normal day-to-day business. UK citizens, they can't even use the guns they can have for self-defense. Go figure. Now, immediately after the killing of Lee Rigby, the military member who was basically hacked up in front of his barracks, people in the UK began to reconsider the wisdom of the overall ban they've enjoyed there, their complete ban on handguns. And some people now utterly oppose it. Right now in the UK, handguns are illegal. No exceptions made. No types grandfathered in. For those shotguns that you can own, extremely strict licensing specifically disallows self-defense as a motive for ownership. And so the old adage, in countries where guns are illegal, only the criminals have guns, is the mad situation they now have in the UK. Once illegal guns are used in anger, you then have to consider how long it takes for armed police to respond. The three sprees most responsible for framing the gun laws they have in the UK reveal a rather worrying problem, despite the fact that none of this stuff was brought up when they were proposing the laws they proposed. In Cumbria in 2010, it took 2 hours for armed police to arrive at the mass shooting that occurred in Cumbria, by which time the shooter, Bird, had killed himself and 18 others. In Hungerford in 1987, Ryan, the shooter there, had 6 hours to kill himself and 6 others before armed police arrived. 6 hours! In Dunblane in 1996, armed police never made it to the scene before Hamilton killed himself and 17 people. The reality is, no matter how small and how crack, how high speed, how dope your little police response teams are, they are not ubiquitous. It takes time to get them together. It takes time to get them where they got to go. And they can never be relied upon to make it to the scene of the crime until after some undefined but inevitably critical delay. In London, on the 22nd of May 2013, it took 15 minutes for armed police to arrive when Lee Rigby was killed by two supporters of Islam who first ran him down with their car and then hacked him to death with knives and a meat cleaver. They later claimed to be avenging the killing of Muslims by British armed forces. Now, when these events occur in the UK, the members of the public are armed with nothing more than smiles and harsh language. And they, like you and I, will have to be the first responders. In the Cumbrian shooting, spree shooter Bird encountered literally dozens of people on his route, all of whom were unarmed, and many who died as a result. Same applied in the case of Ryan and Hamilton and the Lee Rigby killing. Everybody in the UK who watched the videos showing Ingrid Loya Kennett take on this first responder's role by seeing the killer's hands literally dripping with blood as he talked to her about why he was doing it left a lot of people just stunned at how vulnerable and utterly defenseless that she and all the citizens of the UK actually are on a day-to-day basis. Now, in stark contrast, a UK shooting incident that occurred on the 23rd of May, when a young man, Savette Merrick, on the West Green Road, London, walked to the front of a snooker hall and opened fire in the doorway with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, discharging four shots. This could just have been another example of a criminal with a gun in the UK. Were it not for an armed NCA firearms officer who happened to be nearby and had the sense to intervene and return fire. Young Mr. Merrick ran out of ammunition after firing a set of random shots as he ran down the road to escape and was promptly arrested and subsequently convicted with the help of CCTV footage. Now, in the UK, routinely you will see politicians and dignitaries with armed escorts. And when it comes to, sadly, when it comes to ordinary citizens, the state appears to consider their defensive rights irrelevant. And then they go on to reinforce that policy by removing any and every tool that the law-abiding citizen could realistically use to that end. Doesn't everybody have the right, the God-given right, to have some means of self-defense for themselves in place all the time? Politicians, man. Politicians. Politicians. Coming up next hour, I'm going to pay homage to the people that that put me here today. They made sure that I was going to be here today, so I'm going to pay homage to them just because I feel like I gotta, and then everybody will know what's going on. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.